SiriusXM Sports presents At the Races with Steve Bick. Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
Very good Tuesday, race fans. Sirius 219, XM 201, Sports Zone 964. If you're listening to Sirius XM online and at our website too, stevebick.com. And I know that a lot of you are still kind of working through that streaming change. The streaming company gave us a new address, like a new redirection address. And that seems to have been the issue with some people not being able to get the stream. And later today, I'll also, you know, tie in with the website, our website people, Gatman down in South Florida, and Tom is going to try to restore that. You know, there was that dialogue box that gave you options. Yeah, they got to put those options. I need the help from the streaming company, and then yeah. So there's a couple of. I know we cleared this up for about. I'm going to say 70%. There's still a couple. I got a couple of emails. Most people said that they got it okay on their, particularly on their laptop or their desktop, and I guess the phone is still needs a little tweaking. So hang in there if you're having trouble. All right, but it took us by surprise, too. The stream company was like, they told Deja, oh, yeah, there's a new address. You know, how about a little help here? A little something for the family. The sale yesterday, for those of you that were keeping track, it seemed like a good day. I didn't get too many specifics other than, you know, noting, at least when I tuned in, I happened to catch a couple of the bigger prices. And a Tapizar filly, bred by Dark Hollow, Maryland bred, and $150,000 yesterday. And Skedaddle, the buyer. You also had Carrie Fromer. She bought a Jumpstart Colt, $130,000. The Tapizar filly was $150,000. Marshall Silverman consigned. He's got a huge consignment. This is a Pennsylvania bred, and as from yesterday, as you heard, Pennsylvania breds just continue to ratchet it up. You also had a Spitester Colt, $125,000. Go to Sallusto and Albina. This is one that Bain and Christina Welker bred and consigned, Scott Mallory, and Mrs. Charles, who won herself a couple of stakes over the weekend. We talked about yesterday, Rodney Jenkins. She bought a Great Notion colt for $120,000, Maryland bred, that Morgan's Ford bred and consigned. So, in fact, I think she bought more than just this, which I think Ellen Charles bought a couple others. And she was on hand at the sale, and it continues today. Day two, I've got my Mid-Atlantic Fall Yearling catalog here. And they went to the early evening yesterday. They pressed forward. So, 10 o'clock this morning, day two. Of the fall yearling sale. At Timonium, the sale scene shifts. We'll talk to Sid when everything's wrapped up after tomorrow. The October yearling sale at OBS next week, next Tuesday, a week from today. And they've got a select portion and then an open and the 8th and the 9th. Then we come up here to Saratoga. I'm looking forward to that. I was talking to Gary the other day, and he's going to come up and take a look at the fall sale. And, of course, the fall sale at Saratoga is kind of a catch-all. There's a little bit of everything going on in there. You've got some broodmares, and you got weanlings, you got yearlings, you name it. So we're into the fall season. You can always tell it's the fall season because the colors of the catalogs change. Just like trees, they turn from the summer colors to those lovely sepia tone catalog colors, the browns and burnt umbra, a favorite from the Crayola box that was always the last crayon used, right? The burnt umbra. We've got a fun morning and a lot more recapping. I told you, of course, Andy is going to join us at the top of hour two. We'll get Andy's take on the Belmont action and on the DQ, on the hurting. I mean, this is a topic that Andy has tried to beat the drum for, steward recognition. We discussed it with Rich Migliori when he was doing some of the mentoring of the young riders. This is not a new topic. The treatment of it by the stewards in the stands and in different regions and different jurisdictions. That's the wrinkle. So we'll talk to Andy, but I really want to talk more about the Gold Cup itself and what it means going forward. The Beldame, the Vaz, and the Pilgrim and the Mescrillo. And everything else, and then look ahead to this weekend where the Champagne certainly should be really good. The Joe Hirsch, Hill Prince, right? And what else? There's one other, the Matron, on Saturday. And then on Sunday, they come back. We'll come back with the Demoiselle and and the Futurity. Which have been cleverly, frankly, been very cleverly turned into, the two-year-old, those old two-year-old sprint races that really were on the main track were kind of lost their luster, even though they were historic, reborn as turf sprints toward the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint, which will go on Friday. In addition to Andy, later, John White, hour three, we'll go through a lot of the West Coast action, get some of the other races discussed, see how John saw it. We'll talk to John Sheriffs after the first break, actually. John is going to join us, looking forward to that. As I, John is so funny. He's got such a great dry sense of humor. I congratulated him on Paradise Woods, who, by the way, the fig came back very nice for Paradise Woods, 98 buyer. And if she runs back to that number basically, not to take away from Midnight Bisou, who basically rises to the occasion, it seems. But Paradise Woods, what did Hammer say Friday? Not an in and outer per se, but seemingly a horse that you can't necessarily count on, for the same kind of effort every time you lead her over. How about that? We'll see what John says about it. And, of course, John's had her. How long has John's had her? Probably, what, over a year? Let me see. Actually, I'm curious. Her last start last summer was at Del Mar at the beginning of the meet and then was off until February. So, John got her when she came back from the farm and the five-year-old mare. I mean, that might have some bearing. I mean, it might simply be one of those cases where you've got a horse that Well, now she's a, just like we talk about with horses, you know, getting to age five, you know, fully mature. It could be, you know, she was certainly precocious, and you know, and then didn't really go forward at all. We've had this discussion before too, actually. When you think about, who was it with Shug? Was it with Shug, that nice the filly that was so good, and then as a 3-year-old struggled and then got better, then you know, picked it up later as she matured. So they're funny, and we'll get John's thoughts, because if Paradise Woods is going to run like that again, you know, she had that monstrous effort in the Santa Margarita. You think back to her Zenyatta effort, you know, 2 years ago. Very curious, very interesting, an interesting mare. Union Rags out of Forest Wildcats, Wild Forest, and originally bred by Mr. Sarkowski, and the Y Gods involved as well, of course. So I'm anxious to talk to John. We'll also get John's postscript and his post American Pharoah thoughts regarding Express Train, and you know where his head's at there. Noldy as well. So looking forward to a John Sheriff's visit. Jimmy Baker. Jimmy Baker, I heard from Jimmy literally a minute and a half after the show ended yesterday, and he said, "I can do it now." I said, "Jimmy, we wrapped up at noon. No, we can't take you now." He said, "All right, well, tomorrow I'm playing golf." I said, "All right, well, we'll get to you before you play golf." Jimmy Baker will join us after Andy in the second half of hour two. And we'll see about, we got a couple other feelers out as well. So that's the Tuesday get together. You know, that steak, did I save that? I know I did. I save everything to my detriment and to Tina's consternation. Nothing gets thrown out. You know, we're working at the kitchen. It's about, you know, it's about to get a freshening. So we're trying to get out ahead of it, and like empty cupboards and all that stuff. And she's giving me, I mean, she's down there giving me the business. What do we have this for? What do you need this for? What's this for? You know, she doesn't cook, so she doesn't know what any of the utensils, you know, the minute I say, yeah, all right, you can get rid of that. I'll need it for Thanksgiving. 10 seconds later. And then you know what she did to me? This is funny. The old kitchen cabinets that we had here, I inherited when I bought this house 20 years ago. And, you know, they don't reach the top of the, they don't go all the way to the ceiling. So there's room for me to display stuff. And I've got, you know, I worked for Procter & Gamble, and I collected Procter & Gamble memorabilia and antique, you know, antiques from P&G. And I got some really cool stuff. I mean, I've got a bottle of Joy from the first year when Joy was in glass, actually. I got a lot of P&G stuff, and a can of Folgers from the 30s, unopened, still with the key on the bottom, which is a gorgeous graphic. Anyway, so I got that stuff up on the, you know, I got things like that displayed up on top of the kitchen cabinets. They're, as she describes them, dust magnets. And, you know, she's taking them one by one. You know, I'm handing them down, and she's like, she's cleaning them. And I got milk bottles, you know, antique milk bottles. And so when we ordered the new kitchen cabinets, she specifically, you know, told we're working with Case Supply out of Syracuse. Joe Chichi, Joe, I know Joe listens. That's how I even know about Case Supply across all of upstate New York for your kitchen and bath remodeling needs. 10%, Joe, can you take 10% off this bill? Joe Alton already gave us a great price. Tina says to Ruby, who's we worked with, I want them to go, the cabinets, I want them to go all the way to the ceiling. And so I looked at her. You think she did that for the storage? No. She did that so that I can't put my knickknacks and tchotchkes and kitchen stuff back up on, back up on top. How about that? This is the life I've chosen. John Sheriff is going to join us next. I said, I've been trying you for over a month. And he comes back, texts back, silence is golden. John Sheriff's one of our favorites and one of the most interesting people in the sport. Joins us next at the races Tuesday. Sirius XM, back after this.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Mikey here, and I'm going to tell you about an offer from my good friends at ExpressBet. Let's be honest. We know you love playing the races, but you can't always make it to the track. Sometimes life just gets in the way of a good bet. Well, what if I told you about a place where you never miss a bet and you start with house money? You'd say I'm crazy, right? Well, not at ExpressBet. Your first $100 are on them. That's right. Sign up at ExpressBet.com using promo code XBRadio, bet $100, and they'll deposit $100 back into your account the very next day. Hey, plus you could get an extra $25 if you use Express Fund Direct Deposit. You see what I mean? House money for betting the races. It's that easy. Check it out at ExpressBet.com to learn more. And don't forget to sign up for promo code XBRadio. You're gonna love it. And that's a Mikey guarantee. Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void or prohibited. National Gambling Support Line 800-522-4700.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-9. 938-4643.
Old friends, including the great champions that inspired unforgettable memories, and maybe even let you cash a ticket or two over the years. We even have a former child prodigy.
Here is a superstar. That horse's name is Afternoon Delights, and kept the sun on Afternoon Delights absolutely galloping in the Hollywood Futurities.
These are the champions that help out the horses that might not have won a Grade 1 race, but always tried just as hard. Come visit them all at Old Friends when you're in Kentucky or at our Bobby Frankel division, Old Friends in Saratoga. I know they'll be glad to see you. Go to oldfriendsequine.org or call us at 502-863-1775.
Breaking down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing. This is At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Oh, well, come on, everybody, and let's get together tonight. I've got some money in my jeans, and I'm really gonna spend it right. Well, I've been doing my homework all the week long, and now the house is empty and my folks are gone. Woo, come on, everybody.
We're back at the races, coming up on 20 into hour one. And what was it, a couple of weeks ago where we, I forget who we played, but qualified as, you know, as a classic. And something tells me that John Sheriff's probably grew up as a Eddie Cochran fan. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I love that.
Well, been trying to get you for a while. At the end of the summer at Del Mar, you've had a really good really good extended period here with the young horses and with the veteran horses. And Paradise Woods on Sunday, John, wow, if she runs like that, she's a major player in the distaff. Some thoughts about Sunday?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, we thought she ran great. So her ability to lay off the pace just a little bit and relax on the outside was really helped her a lot. And I thought Abel made a really great move in going into the first turn where he kept her a little bit wide. So he didn't get pushed down to the inside. So when he got to the backside, he just let her cruise along. And then, you know, turning for home, you could see that Pratt still had a lot of horse with Secret Spice. So it was a real good duel down the lane. And I think Paradise Woods on Sunday showed that she had the ability to fight it out and reach down a little deep and extend there at the end. So I thought it was a great race for her.
She is a bit of an unusual case. And you don't look at too many stake horse PPs and see this kind of record where there's, you know, the occasional flare-up. And this was true when Mandela had her, too. There's the occasional explosive performance. Is she tough to ride? Is she temperamental? What's her story?
Well, you know, she is very difficult to ride. She doesn't like a lot of interference by the rider, so you have to have very light hands with her. And then at the same time, you know, she has to respect that, too. She just can't run through the bridle as she sometimes has a tendency to do. So that was the first thing we had to get over. But then she's got a bit of a temper, so if anything upsets her along the way, then she goes out there and she's mad, and she doesn't run well when she's upset. So one of the problems, a couple times she's broken poorly and gotten dirt kicked in her face, and that really she doesn't like that too much, so that really upset her. So I think those are some of the contributing factors to her uneven performance.
When you got her, there's so many things I want to ask about, including Abel Cedillo, who, if anybody wasn't aware of his talent, he certainly sent up, you know, fireworks Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But how much of this also is the fact, you know, that she's a 5-year-old? Although, you know, the Hirsch and the Santa Maria. I guess you could also throw in the Santa Monica. It's not been that different as a 5-year-old than it was at 3 and 4.
Yeah, I would say so. I think, like I said, one of the things she needed to learn to do was to not try to run off in the race.
Yeah,
right. You know, she had to learn to rate, and you know, the rider can't necessarily rate her in the race unless she's been taught to do that a little bit, right? So I think that was one of the big things we had to teach her was to, you know, a rider has to have contact with a horse's mouth to be effective. Doesn't have to be a lot of contact, but he has to have a little bit of contact. And so that's what she needed to learn to do. She needed to learn to stay on the bridle a little bit and not try to run through it. Because if you take too much hold, then their head comes up and they want to run through it. So you just have to have that light contact. So when the rider goes to ask her, you know, she'll respond.
Well, she certainly responded and did everything beautifully on Sunday in the Zenyatta. And you know, you go back to, was it? I guess it was 2 years ago now, right? 2 years ago, the career best performance, one of her career best performances came in this, in this race, 105
yeah.
by her best came
right.
Even before that, 107. But talk about Cedillo, John, and what's going on with him, because that was some display by him over the weekend.
Wasn't it? Yeah. I knew he was, top rider in Northern California, and I'd seen him ride a little bit, but, he showed a lot of awareness of where he is in the race and, and what he needed to do to win a race. So he's a pretty polished rider. And like I said, that move he made in the first turn was very important. That set up the whole race. So he knew he had to get her out of the gate. So he did, you know, he just gave her a perfect ride. And then at the end, as you could see, he was very strong. You know, he got everything he could out of Paradise Woods at the end, and she responded to him. So I thought that he rode her really well and got a temperamental filly mare to respond to it. So he's definitely talented.
Well, this sets you up, of course, for the home game for Breeders' Cup. Some thoughts about, you know, that opportunity for her.
Oh, well, you know, Mr. Wygod, Marty, really sort of went out on a limb keeping her in training another year. So this is really something that he wanted and hoped she could do. So in that regard, it's kind of special and we're really excited about it.
Well, one of the things that I thought came out of the weekend, where everybody's so focused on the classic division and on the, you know, the 3-year-olds facing the elders and everything else that went on, Jockey Club Gold Cup, and we talked yesterday, John, with Enovish Ganbat, which was really fun. Have him win a race like the Awesome again. But I thought right. that this performance, you know, not that everything is decided by speed figures, but that, you know, Paradise Woods really kind of sent up a flare that she's got to be paid attention to, you know, going into the Cup.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you 100%. I wouldn't want to have to run against her right now, because I think she's going to improve off of this last race, because in her last race, I think it was one of the only times that she showed that, you know, she was willing to dig deep down and really try at the end.
Well, you've won, as far as my count, you've won at least two distaffs that I can recall. In fact, back-to-back years with Zenyatta and Life is Sweet. Did you sneak any others in while I wasn't looking? Or just
no,
those
no
two?
I don't. Those two, yeah. And Life is Sweet was owned by Marty Wygod, too. So this is an exciting time. Yeah.
That's right. Well, then a big opportunity, and I suppose if Cedillo rides back, yes?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Because, you know, Mike is going to ride Midnight Bijou,
right.
So that was the time to make the change, right?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. And of course, you know, the rest of that distaff field still has got to come together, and you know, Sadler and Baltus and so forth, and Chad Brown's training up with Dunbar Road, and the rest of this group. We'll see how else it fills out. Meanwhile, John, let's dial back to Friday, to opening day at the meet, and you know, there was a lot of anticipation right here on the show. Actually, we kept, you know, talking about the American Pharoah and between you and Eight Rings and American Theorem, etc., plus the invasion by Asmussen. There was a lot of anticipation, and the stretch out made a lot of sense for Express Train. Talk about what you came away with and your thoughts coming out of it.
Well, you know, so I thought he sort of got eliminated at the start. When Eight Rings came out on him, and then Storm the Court came in, they pinched him way back, and as you've seen over the first few days at Santa Anita, being shuffled back is not advantageous at all, and that's not his style anyway. So I thought that he just had a rough trip.
Do you go forward?
No, we're not. No, we're gonna. We're going to wait now. Had he won the American Pharoah, then yes, we would have. But no, not now.
Well, he's, you know, let's see. He's Union Rags out of the Mineshaft mare, and you know, certainly, yeah, you could make the case, John, that, that there's a lot of benefit, you know, given what kind of horse he looks like, and you know, and what the long term objectives are.
Yeah, no, that's it. You know, we're looking forward to a really good 3 year old year. So, for him to run in the Breeders' Cup, everything would have had to go on perfectly. Otherwise, it's I want to go on to the 3 year old year.
Well, Express Train, for those that were won over during the Del Mar summer, and that includes Jay Pribman, by the way. Jay, I know that he's a Jay Pribman favorite, and so I'm sure he'll be on Jay's radar when it's time to, you know, to bring him back and get him going for 3 year old season. What do you do with him, John? Do you kick him out for 75 days or
he's just not having the Breeders' Cup as a date that we have to get him ready for, right? So now we'll just take our time and just probably wait for a race at Del Mar for him.
Very good. All right, so he'll start up, reboot, and look forward to it. Speaking of Del Mar, you did not run from the end of the summer until Friday. You basically gave everybody in the barn 3 weeks off, didn't do anything at Los Al, and you ended up the meet. That was when I started reaching out to you, when Express Train won, and then Noldy wins the Del Mar Derby. Talk a little bit about Noldy.
Oh, yeah, Noldy, what a great race he ran. We were really excited with his effort in the Del Mar Derby, and he's one of those horses that has a really good kick. So he can finish a race very well, and I think that's what it takes, especially on the turf. So yeah, that was a great way to end Del Mar for sure.
Well, and there's others I want to bring up with you, but is he running in the City of Hope?
No, he's probably going to, what is it, the Twilight Derby?
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So you're going to take, again, some patience with him, too.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're training him, so especially the young horses, right, you train them hard before they run, and then they run. And then, you know, and then we ship up here, and we're changing from, what, 70, 80 degree weather to 90 and 100 and change weather. So I thought it was important to give them a little bit of a break and not go to Los Alamitos with them, because that's hard on them. So I didn't want to do that. And they all the two-year-olds that I ran down there made it, you know, put out a pretty good race and made a nice effort. So we want to make their training a little bit rhythmic, so they're not at the top all the time. They can have a little letdown and come back up.
Well, certainly Noldy's performance, Pioneer of the Nile, a Moss homebred, and the sibling ran too, right, at the end of the meet? Because I remember talking about it.
Yes. Yeah, the Intermischief with John
Sattler. Is that who it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
That might have been him. That might have been Noldy right there, saying hello in the background.
Yeah, right. Actually, that was Tug, my pony, because I haven't ridden him for a couple of weeks, and so his gun's a little fresh. So I have him on the walking machine, and you know, as a horse, he says, "Come on, boss, take me off this machine. What are you doing to me?"
get me out there. I want to stretch my legs. I love it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well,
I wouldn't mind putting you on the ground either. Come on.
A couple of others that I want to bring up, because the horse that I think certainly surprised me, and you know, one of my absolute favorites. I don't have to tell you, because we talk about her all the time. Hollywood Story, and Honor AP's performance, John. You know, knowing that her offspring have been typically a little slow to develop, and the fact that this was an honor code, he's actually a Ridgeling, I was shocked how well he ran in that debut.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. Yeah, he came out of the gate. He kind of didn't. It looked like he didn't really know what was going on. And then you could see when everything clicked in his mind, he changed his gears, and man, he ran really well and closed super. And hopefully everything works out well. He's going to run on the 12th.
Very good. So we'll see him. We'll see him in that's a week from Saturday. Looking to break that. How? What about distance? What do you do with him distance wise?
A mile. I got to go a mile. Go a mile with him. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, she's been productive. I don't know if you could say that she's duplicated herself, but how much fun is it for you to get a son or daughter from out of her?
Oh, no, it's great because, I knew her so well, and I see similarities in her offspring. So it's like part of the family. You get to know the family, and you just have a little bit more of an affinity towards them.
Well, and of course, Hollywood Girl too, right? You still got.
Oh yeah, don't forget about Hollywood Girl. You know, when I ran her at Del Mar, she stumbled out of the gate, had a really bad trip, and ran well, closed well. And I thought, well, I'll run her back right away. And that was a mistake because she put such an effort into getting back into the race after stumbling at the break. It was just too much for her. So I had to give her a little break, let her recover. And so we're looking forward to running her soon, too.
Let me ask you about a three-year-old that broke her maiden at Del Mar 2 near the end of the meet, and it just so happens Michael Stinson bred Caressa, and Michael was on with us last week after he got his first graded stake win with King Jack. And John, this is one that Dottie has got a piece of, and in fact I think almost everybody in the industry has a piece of this horse.
she broke her maiden, and her big turnaround was because she had a little issue with her throat and trapped up a glottis. So after we were able to fix that, she turned around and she's working well and obviously ran really well.
When you get a horse like this late in the 3-year-old year that breaks the maiden and whatever hiccups that you have I don't know how much was she? Was she anticipated, expected to be something nice? She's an Uncle Mo, and let me see here at the auction. 125,000.
Yeah. Uncle Mo, that says a lot.
Yeah.
Fantastic sire. And she's, it's too bad we're not FaceTiming because I'm standing almost next to her stall. But she's a very typey looking filly. She's not super big. She's probably 15. What are you, girl? 15'3". But she's just picture perfect. She's got a beautiful shoulder, a nice hip, and she's really a nice filly. Aren't you?
I love it. It's funny because we talked with Mike Stinson about his tie with Joe Allen, and it happens that dam is a daughter of Desert God. I Play Tricks, and has that New Mexico breeding, that New Mexico tie-in that Joe Allen bred her, and Joe Marr, who we talked to after the passing of Pepper's Pride. That mare was a very productive New Mexico.
Yeah. Breed. Yeah, no. We're really excited about her. She's worked very well. Had one of her works on XBTV, so all the partners saw it and said, "Wow, she looked really good." So,
nice. Nice.
She's right next to Zelda.
Well, John, you got yourself a very nice shed row right now because there's another dozen horses I could bring up. Between the 2-year-olds, this was as active a 2-year-old season, it seems, that that you've had in recent memory.
Yeah. Now, that, you know, I was very fortunate this year. All the two-year-olds came in great shape, and we were able to move on with them. So the Mayberries and Mac, the Kathen brothers, did a great job.
John, before we go to and before we wish you success look forward to seeing you when we get out to Santa Anita for Breeders' Cup, some thoughts about the other storylines out there. What's your feeling on the atmosphere the situation? Right out of the blocks at Santa Anita.
Well, I guess I could say if you, I was just thinking, because I knew you were going to call, and I was looking at the grandstand, I think, wow, this grandstand looks fabulous. You know, they've put in new lights, they've polished the floors, they've cleaned all the seats, and it's got a new look to it. So I would have to say that's how everybody pretty much feels like the grandstand. You know, we're optimistic, we've made some changes, and I think everybody's really excited about moving forward and having a great Breeders' Cup.
Well, we certainly hope so. And John, you're tracking beautifully toward it with Paradise Woods and off to a good start at the meet. I appreciate as always, and look forward to the trip out there. It's one of my favorites. In fact, we'll be out twice, as well at Los Al for the Futurity and the Starlet as well. So, a couple of
Your spot looks great up there, Steve. They've really cleaned that up. It's
all right, good.
You won't find any. No more cobwebs. No more dirt. It's shiny, new, fresh. So we hope you come out and enjoy it.
You know what might be nice is like a little canopy and maybe one of those, right?
Yeah, but you know, look at this. You're so close to Clocker's Corner. You get the aroma and the smell of all the eggs and bacon and toast being done. So you got a perfect spot there.
There's no doubt. It's my favorite. It's my favorite mornings. I might have to sneak one of those heaters. One of those. I might sneak one of those heaters up there, actually. Those
that
mornings,
wouldn't be bad.
No, right? Those cool mornings every so often, you know. John Sheriffs, as always, a pleasure, and congratulations again.
Thanks, Steve. Bye.
John Sheriffs, one of our absolute favorites for years and years. Let's take a break. Coming up on 15, we've got Dick Powell to visit, and I don't know if we have time for both of our conversations, Presque and Hong Kong, but I was up for Beauty Generation, as it happens. Tina was wandering in the house, and so I called, where are you? She said, I woke up, so I went, and then I saw that, you know, that I knew that Beauty Generation was going to be running. And wow, really impressive. If you haven't seen it, I sent out the replay. Dick Powell joins us next. Andy Serling, Jimmy Baker, John White, much, much more. Stay with us.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
DRF Sports Form Digital Edition, your ultimate weekly betting guide. Published by Daily Racing Form, DRF Sports Form delivers all of the analysis and insight you need for every NFL game and more than 40 college football matchups. Beat the spread with powerful trends and sharp angles. Tap into best bets, expert picks, parlay winners, and more. All for just $4.99 per issue. Get this week's edition free. Visit drf.com/sportsform. Enter code DRF Sports.
University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program can prepare you for an exciting career in racing. Turn your passion into a paycheck. Nearly 90% of our students are employed in the racing industry immediately upon graduation. What career track are you on? The University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program. Enroll today and get on track for success. For scholarship opportunities and more, check out our website at ua-rtip.org.
Do you ever wonder what happens to your old friends, including the great champions that inspired unforgettable memories? And maybe even let you cash a ticket or two over the years. We even have a former child prodigy.
Here is a superstar. That horse's name is Afternoon Delights, and kept the summer on Afternoon Delights absolutely galloping in the Hollywood Futurities.
These are the champions that help out the horses that might not have won a Grade 1 race, but always tried just as hard. Come visit them all at Old Friends when you're in Kentucky, or at our Bobby Frankel division, Old Friends in Saratoga. I know they'll be glad to see you. Go to oldfriendsequine.org or call us at 502-863-1775.
Get started in Kentucky. Over $8 million in additional purse money is available at the five Kentucky tracks for horses eligible for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund. Kentucky is a good place to race your Kentucky bred. Come home to Kentucky and make a start.
HorseBills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through HorseBills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the HorseBills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. HorseBills.com. Toll-free number 888-9 38463.
Now, back to At the Races with Steve Dick on Sirius XM Radio.
We're back after a really fun half hour with John Sheriffs. And the Sheriffs Barn, powerhouse, really. And you really get the sense, you know, the fact that they're not going to press forward to Breeders' Cup, that was vintage. Express Train, they'll take their time. They'll look down the road at, you know, at the biggest prizes for a nice colt. So that was I thought that was kind of telling. The performance this morning for those that were watching at it must have been about, let's see, it was at 4:10, I think, was the post time, and.